Top story this hour at Press TV, Saudi Crown Prince Sultan bin Abdulaziz Al Saud has died in the United States. He had been suffering from multiple health issues. Now, the Saudi prince was the country's defense minister and was expected to succeed King Abdullah. His funeral will be held in the capital, Riyadh, on Tuesday. Fresh clashes have erupted in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. Anti-regime protesters have expressed outrage over the UN Security Council's resolution on a power transition deal for Ali Abdullah Saleh. Now, the protesters say the resolution is aimed at protecting the embattled ruler and his family from prosecution. U.S. police have arrested dozens of anti-Wall Street protesters in New York. Protest organizer Deborah Sweet was also detained before her planned interview with Press TV on Friday. Over 20 other protesters were arrested in Cincinnati, Ohio, where they had been camping out for nearly 2 weeks. U.S. President Barack Obama says all American troops in Iraq will leave by the end of this year. However, thousands of contractors will remain in the country beyond 2011. Reports show that U.S. State Department will increase the number of its security contractors in Iraq to 5,000 as of January. U.S. regulators have shut down four more banks, bringing the total number of closures this year to 84. In 2010, regulators shuttered 157 banks, the highest record in two decades. American banks are grappling with bad debt accumulated due to recession and exposure to the real estate market. Libya's Prime Minister Mahmoud Jibril says elections for a national congress should be held within 8 months to draft a new constitution and form an interim government. Meanwhile, NATO's Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen has said it will decide on a date to end operations in Libya next week. Thousands of Bahraini anti-regime protesters have held a fresh rally in the capital, Manama. Demonstrators are calling for an end to the regime's brutal crackdown on protesters. Similar demonstrations were held in nearby towns and villages calling for the downfall of the Al-Khalifa regime. And the Thai government says flooding in the country is expected to continue for at least one more month. Bangkok residents have been warned to brace for inundation. Floodwaters have covered a third of Thailand since July, killing over 350 people.